All right, welcome everyone to a new episode of the Roscoe's Wetsuit Neuro Podcast. I am your host, Toby Passman. Roscoe's Wetsuit Neuro currently offers premium neuro health coaching to people interested in improving their cognitive performance. We talk about utilizing nutrition, supplementation, nootropics, sleep, and exercise with the latest neuroscience research-backed techniques and tools to increase your peak cognitive performance. So go ahead and check out roscoeswetsuitneuro.com to find out about that, and also book a free 15-minute neuro health coaching consultation to see if neuro health coaching is for you. Also, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter at roscoeswetsuitneuro.com to keep up to date with the latest from Roscoe's Wetsuit Neuro. On our show today, we have a very special guest, Brian Christensen. Brian is an herbalist who helps run Barlow Herbals. He's also a wildcrafter, and he's just started up in the podcasting business himself. He has a show called the Rooted in Health Podcast.
Who professionally studies and uses and prepares herbs for health and medicinal purposes to enhance, quickly, rapidly enhance someone's health. You know, I look at herbs as it's a plant food. It's, you know, plant medicine, just like your diet is. So it's, they can be a more concentrated form. So that's a lot of what we do, is we develop concentrates out of herbs. So so a simple definition, someone who seeks out sort of the health benefits or the medicinal properties and puts those to use. That's how I would describe an herbalist.
And how about wildcrafter?
So wildcrafting is essentially just harvesting plants out in nature, whether that's the plants, the leaves of the plants, the stalks, the stems, the berries or the fruits, the seeds, or the roots. What we do primarily is we wildcraft a plant called Lomatium dissectum multifida. That's the scientific name. It's not a very well-known plant, even in the medicinal herbal world. But it's one of its common names is desert parsley. So the top, the leaves look like parsley, you know, like flat leaf parsley. We go up into the mountains. It grows all over the Mountain West, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, Oregon, parts of Oregon, Washington, Nevada. We go out there and we dig it out in the mountains. We dig the root. So we dig the root, then we process it, and then we turn that into tinctures and capsules and so forth. So, but you can collect any part of the plant in any part, but it's just out in the wild. Nobody owns the land. Technically someone can own the land, but it can be private property, but it's not, you know, farmland that's been prepared and tilled and irrigated and all that stuff. It's just a plant that's growing there from God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, put it there. So yeah, just as simple as that.
And tell me about this. So the plant, so Lomatium, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. So tell me about what that is and what are some of the health effects of consuming that?
Yeah. So Lomatium, like I said, we harvest and process the root of the plant. That's where the medicinal properties are. It has these oils and these tannins and a lot of plant properties that combined create a very strong antimicrobial response in the body. Most notably, it helps with antiviral activity. It helps your body get rid of unwanted viruses. So, common cold, flu, upper respiratory infections, bacterial infections, you know, strep throat, urinary tract infections. So we make a tincture out of it using a sugarcane alcohol base. We need a solvent as the base to extract the medicinal properties of the plant, especially with this one, because it's got this very resinous, sticky property. It's got these strong resins. So it goes into the body and those properties, those tannins and those resins allow the immune system, it gives the immune system the raw properties and the alkaloids and provides alkalization to the, allow the immune system to produce more killer cells, more immune cells to balance out viruses, bacteria, and fungus. So this plant was used by the Native Americans, specifically we know the Washoe Indians of Nevada. My grandfather worked with the gentleman who stumbled upon this plant. He was a government assigned holistic doctor who went to the Washoe Indians in what is now Carson City, Nevada. And he went there and he realized that during the Spanish flu of 1917 and 1918, nobody was dying. Nobody in this tribe was dying. And they had a 100% survival rate. People were still getting sick and had symptoms, but they were treating them with this lomation plant. You know, they would make oral preparations. They didn't quite do it the way we did. And so what this guy did, his name was Dr. Krebs. He was based out of San Francisco. So he took this lomation from Carson City back to San Francisco. He experimented with it. He started giving it to all his patients, and none of his patients were dying at that point. So it's, I have a very strong testimony with this plant. I've used it ever since I was a kid. On the rare occasion I do get sick, it's very short-lived. So anyway, my grandfather, he worked with Dr. Krebs' son, Dr. Krebs Jr., and together they developed this tincture, which we still carry on today. He used organic grain alcohol, so like Everclear. I'm sure a lot of people know what Everclear is. It's a very strong, it's, I believe it's 180 proof or something like that, alcohol, very strong solvent. But now we use organic cane alcohol. You know, people with gluten sensitivities and things don't have to worry about that. So we carry on that tincture today. And I'm telling you, man, it's the real deal. In fact, it's such a powerful natural antimicrobial that it causes a one-time detox rash in about 10 to 15% of people taking it for the first time. When your body is flushing out and sort of detoxing and purging all those dead microbes that it's just killed and digested, and now it's eliminating, if your liver and your kidneys can't keep up with that elimination process, your next best option is through the skin. It's very just uncomfortable and irritating, hence the rash. It can be itchy, it can be unsightly, you know, it can be like red splotches. In severe cases it can turn purple, but that's a one-time rash. It's not dangerous. Sometimes it does produce a fever, you know, so it can get pretty high, but so it's crazy. And it's I wish there were enough of readily available to provide to the whole world, you know, but we have to go up into the mountains and we have to dig this stuff out with a pickaxe. So it's quite the ordeal. It's never been successfully cultivated. My grandfather tried for years. My mother tried for years. It's just extremely difficult to cultivate. So we're still trying, we're still experimenting and trying to figure that out. So that's kind of what lomation is about. That's a bit of the history of it. So it's an amazing plant.
And then tell me a little about how you guys go about kind of taking the plant material and making it into a tincture.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah. So once we dig it up from the ground and we yank it up and we put it into our burlap bags and we drag it down the mountain and we take it home, we need to clean it and chop it up within 48 hours. Our policy is within 24 hours to get the maximum freshness. So that's what we do. We haul it down and then we clean it. We clean it with water, get a nice pressure washer, lay it out on racks, clean it off real good, let it dry for a little bit. And then we chop it up into small pieces, into small chunks, and to make sure they get proper air exposure on each chunk so that those resins and oils can oxidate. And with that oxidation process, that's where the magic happens. With raw lomation, if you were to take that fresh raw root and make a fresh tincture out of that, you wouldn't get a rash, but you also wouldn't get that strong, those strong antimicrobial properties. So once it's washed and chopped up, we lay it out on racks and then we stack the racks up, and each piece, each chunk we lay out, it can't touch any other piece. So each piece has to have its own little personal bubble, its own little space to breathe. Otherwise you can get, you know, pests like fungus, mold, things like that. So, and then it's a temperature controlled room. It needs to be between, I believe it's 67 and 72 degrees, and it needs to stay there for a minimum of 3 weeks. We let it stay at least a month usually. And then once that's done, we bag it up and we store it in airtight containers. And then when we process it for tincture, we do a coarse grind in this machine called a hammer mill. We grind it and then we give that root to our manufacturer. We have a manufacturing facility here in Utah, about an hour away. And then they turn into tincture and capsule. We need to send it through a finer grind and give them a finer powder for the capsule product. And so that's how we do it. We used to, back in the day, make the tinctures ourselves. After we ground it, we would encapsulate it by hand, if you can believe it. And then we would make the alcohol-based tinctures ourselves in our garage. But now we're in an FDA compliant facility and we're all good to go there. So that's the process. And then they have their extracting process. They have, it's a combination of, I don't believe they use heat anymore, but it's just a mechanical extraction process where it used to take us 30 days. Our old school extraction process, they can get it done in 3 days. And then they have their own, you know, their bottling systems where we used to bottle it by hand and everything. So it's a pretty cool little process. But that's the only herb we wildcraft ourselves. We source, you know, organic, and other wildcrafted herbs from all around the world for most of our other tinctures.
And just to, dig a little deeper with lamatium. So I know you might not be able to, I don't want to get you in trouble speaking on a specific disease, I guess, but I have to bring this up. Obviously you mentioned antimicrobial, you know, benefits or whatever. So with COVID, is that something, have you guys noticed an impact with those products on the illness, or have you received any kind of customer feedback?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Right when in April of 2020, we saw a massive surge in business, because a ton of our new customer growth is from word of mouth. The stuff works. It's very powerful. So people tell people. And so it spreads like, you know, we just have this huge kind of natural organic word of mouth marketing campaign that we get new people every day calling us. So we had a huge surge around April, kind of when the thing started to get momentum, the whole COVID thing. And yeah, we got feedback. We got lots of feedback from people saying it absolutely helped, that, you know, other people around them who were getting COVID would take, you know, 7 to 14 days and their symptoms would be much more severe. Whereas, you know, they would cut their symptoms and their time in half. You know, they could get over it in 2 to 4 days and greatly reduce the symptoms. So absolutely, we got that feedback. But yeah, it's one of those things. As powerful as lamatium is, and as strong as our testimonies are, it's not a cure-all, and it's not going to absolutely just go in and conquer every single microbe. There's trillions of microbes out there, but it is extremely effective. It can even be used long-term to combat like Epstein-Barr and Lyme disease and things like that. So we are extremely confident, and we've with COVID, its treatment and prevention, treatment and outright, you know, eradication of COVID. But again, you know, everyone's different. There's all those other health factors obviously factor in, you know, a lot of people are in very poor health, have a lot of comorbidities, you know. And yes, I personally believe, we don't claim this, but I personally believe that it could save a lot of those people's lives. But yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah, we don't make any claims. We just share our experience. And yeah, I mean, we need to be careful with what we say, but because there's limited studies on the herb, you know, official laboratory studies. We're actually talking about putting together an official study, you know, because we know it would be worth our time just because of all the personal experience and all the anecdotal stuff. So.
Well, I thought there might be a connection there. So. Sounds like there is. Yeah. Going on to a different product that I found on your guys' site, Brain Glow. I was just looking at the description. It has some really interesting ingredients, some of which I've heard about and probably the listeners have heard. Ginkgo biloba, ashwagandha, Chinese ginseng. But there's also some other ones, maybe lesser well-known ingredients. I see skullcap. I'm not even sure how to pronounce schisandra berry.
Yep. Very good. Yep. Schisandra berry. That's how I pronounce it.
And then there's water hyssop.
Yep. Water hyssop.
Water hyssop, periwinkle. So tell me a little about some of those ingredients and kind of what they do for the brain.
Yeah. So Brain Glow and that concoction of those ingredients is designed to do altogether two major things. Excuse me. Increase blood flow to the brain and thus increasing oxygen flow to the brain. You increase circulation by enhancing the blood flow. With that, you get more oxygen to the brain and you get more nutrients in general. You get more blood flow. You're able to bathe the nerves of the brain, those cells, in nutrient-rich blood. And so they recover faster. They get more nutrients in general. So really, they were all kind of put together to do those things, to thin the blood, to help increase circulation, and to provide a wide spectrum of anti-inflammatory and antioxidative properties. So there's a wide range of different terpenes and flavonoids and lignans and all types of different plant structures. And each one of these they're a little bit different in structure and kind of what they can do on all the different types. So together you get this wide spectrum of, so you're removing oxidative, you know, by eliminating those harmful toxins in the brain that get built up in the nerves that cause oxidative stress and lead to faster apoptosis, as you may know, cell death. So it increases that antioxidant property by removing those toxins. So allowing, you know, the brain cells and the nerves to work more efficiently in general. And then with the anti-inflammatory plant components, obviously you're going to help reduce inflammation. And then, so you're not going to be damaging the brain further, causing more stress. You're going to be alleviating that stress and allowing the brain to heal faster and to work more efficiently by reducing that inflammation. So that's kind of the idea. And then you get the adaptogens and you get the ones that help with the neurotransmitters. So there's no really one herb there's one or two that do the heavy lifting. I would say the ginkgo does a lot of the heavy lifting and the periwinkle. Periwinkle may not be very well known, but it's got an alkaloid in it called vincamine. So by helping the alkalization of the brain, helping, you know, if there's cells that are in there that are too acidic of an environment, that alkaloid can help put the brain in a better homeostasis and allowing things to work. So it's kind of has that adaptogenic effect as well. So that's kind of how Brain Glow was designed, to all work together to provide that spectrum to do those things, to increase the circulation, increase the oxygenation of the brain, the amount of the availability and just pure amount of nutrients that all the nerves and the cells in the brain have available. And to decrease that overall inflammation, not just in the brain, but in the body. So all these herbs, you know, help with cancer, and they can help with, you know, lower blood pressure. So you get all these other sort of side benefits from it as well. But yeah, they were all designed with those specifics in mind.
Hi guys, it's Toby Passman, host of the Roscoe's Wetsuit Neuro Podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying the show today so far. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great together. If you guys sign up, you'll receive a $20 Amazon gift card. Just click the link in the show notes and go ahead and sign up for that. All right, let's get back to the show.
Right. And you mentioned at the beginning there, the just improving blood flow to the brain and thereby increasing brain oxygenation. And that's,
yes,
that's exactly what I talk about with the neurotechnologies that I utilize. That's kind of what they do. So there's absolutely probably a synergy there. Brian, I wanted to ask you, as far as, you know, maybe any other herbs that we haven't touched on yet, any other ones you feel like are super important to human health, maybe that you guys carry or don't carry, but just what other herbs are really important?
Yeah, we have a lot of great stuff. We have a few different areas of health, wellness, you know, that we have some strong formulas for. Another one that I'll quickly mention is cayenne pepper. Cayenne is not in the brain glow, but cayenne is phenomenal for circulation, lowering blood pressure, pain relief. Really helps nourish and strengthen the nerves all throughout the body. So that one can sort of help with brain health as well, and just help with general health. Another thing pertaining to brain health, but also, you know, health in other areas of the body, I want to talk about heavy metal detoxing. A lot of us can have fluoride and chlorine, bromine, all types of stuff, lead, cadmium, that can get lodged in our brain. It can get lodged in our pineal gland, in our pituitary glands, you know, in our thyroids. So that can disrupt the whole endocrine system. But with the pineal gland, you know, a lot of fluoride likes to land there. So be careful. So on top of the herbs I'll mention in a second, be careful with your toothpaste, watch out for your fluoride, you know, your mouthwashes. That's a personal suggestion. Be careful with, you know, aluminum in your deodorants. Be careful with heavy metals in the foods and the supplements and the hygiene products you're using. But there's some herbs that you can use to detoxify those heavy metals from your pineal gland, other parts of your brain, from your thyroid and your endocrine system. You can help your adrenals. Two we carry are chlorella. We have a wonderful broken cell wall chlorella, which helps your body use it. You got to break down that tough cell wall. Broken cell wall chlorella, that one's called detoxifier. And then we have a spirulina. That one's called spirulina. But those are both blue-green algaes. Tons of B vitamins, tons of minerals that your brain is going to use. But it also, especially together, and you can add cilantro as well. If you like cilantro, eat a lot of cilantro. That will help those two work even better. But herbs like that, supplements like that, can help rid your body of too much heavy metals. And, you know, the double-edged sword with heavy metals is not only are those toxins causing problems in the neurotoxins, they can, you know, cause cell death and just slow you down in general. But they also take up receptor sites. So your body can't get enough iodine, your brain can't get enough iron and zinc and all these little nutrients that your body needs. If those receptor sites are taken up by toxins, heavy metals and, you know, pesticides and things like that, then they're not going to have anywhere to land. So you can take as much as you want. So you need to be aware of that. You know, we live in a very toxic world these days. So detoxifier and spirulina, or if you have a particular brand of either of those, chlorella, look for broken cell wall chlorella, and spirulina. Cilantro is great. Italian parsley is great. There's lots of dark leafy greens and blue green algaes that have those heavy metal detoxifying effects. We have, if you want to just do like a ginkgo, we also have a ginkgo supplement. It's just a tincture of ginkgo biloba. It's called Ginloba. That's our cute little name for it. But it's just kind of depends on what you're looking for. Brain health, heart health. We have phenomenal parasite cleansing formulas. The main one is called Clarkia 100. So if you have it covers a broad spectrum of parasites that can get in and cause problems in our body. So yeah, we have a lot of great stuff. So, but yeah, pertaining to brain, I would kind of focus on the brain glow and the detoxifying aspect of it. And then just on a kind of recommendation, you know, just make sure you're getting your omega-3s from, you know, fish. If you don't like salmon or cold water fish, you can try, you know, you can just do capsules, or you can do flaxseed oil. If you don't want, you know, take a shot of flaxseed oil, do that sometimes. Zinc, make sure you have zinc, magnesium, iron, B vitamins. B vitamins are extremely important for brain health. So yeah, that's kind of, I'll just kind of touch on those. I could kind of go on all day, but I don't want to throw too much at everybody.
Well, ginkgo is one that you mentioned that's very well established in the literature to improve brain health and really improve brain blood flow a lot. I wanted to ask you though, is there a difference between taking ginkgo, say, in a capsule versus, you mentioned the ginkgo tincture that you guys offer? Is there a difference there?
Yes. Yeah. It's mainly the way your body absorbs it. We call it the delivery. So like I mentioned earlier, our liquids, our tinctures are in an alcohol base. So if you take one of our tinctures on an empty stomach, especially, it'll be different if you take it on top of food. But if you have an empty stomach, you take our tincture, that alcohol base is going to allow it to absorb instantly. Once it's absorbed instantly through the stomach lining, it's going to cross the blood-brain barrier very quickly. And so it's about a very, and also it's concentrated due to the nature of the extraction process. You're able to get rid of all the fluff of the plant material that you don't need. So you extract and concentrate those medicinal properties that you want, and you shoot that through the delivery system of the alcohol directly into your bloodstream, essentially, not a needle, but it's pretty much just as fast. And then, so it can deliver a very quick, potent shot as well. And a lot of our tinctures can be used topically. You can apply it directly to skin, like the LDM-100. If you have a bacterial infection or maybe a yeast infection or something on your skin, you can apply it that way. You get a concentrated dose. So it's the delivery. It's going to go to work much faster. It's going to give you a very quick shot. The sometimes there are advantages to taking capsules. Technically, strength-wise, tinctures are the strongest and the quickest way to go. I'd recommend those in most cases. But like our Lomation, for example, in the capsule, when it goes through the digestive system, it tends to go to work and clear out deeper pulmonary and respiratory infections. If you have like a deep cough low in your lungs, you have trouble breathing deeply and you get raspy down there, it can help clear those out. We're not exactly sure the science behind that, but going through the digestive system can help with those deeper lung infections. So if you have a deep lung infection, we recommend the capsule. It can also help with the bacterial. If you have in your intestines, if you have a bacterial problem, that one's a little more obvious, you know, it goes through the digestive problem. So it's kind of goes through in there and gets in the mix and is able to be processed by your digestive system. Technically, you can even put our tinctures in enemas and, you know, douches and things like that. So, you know, you need to be careful and know what you're doing with applications like that. So when it comes to herbs, tinctures are the strongest, capsules are the second, and then tea is the weakest form. They all sort of work differently and have their different advantages. So a nice mix of all three is what I like. And then of course, food, you put herbs and food and you start getting into the vegetables and stuff. So that's kind of the difference there.
A question that just came to mind, are there any sort of like certification programs or any trainings as far as, you know, I guess both for companies selling herbs along with kind of the people who want to find out about, you know, how to utilize all of these things properly. Is there anything out there that really exists much, or is it just kind of doing your own research primarily?
Yeah, there's some good courses. I attended a course, I believe it was the Kingdom College of Natural Health or something like that. It was an online herbal course that I took. So yeah, a little bit of research. You can find a good, if you want to get a technical certificate, like get actually certified, have something like that. We, here at Barlow Herbal Specialties, we have an online course. It's called How to Become Your Own Medicine Man. It talks a lot about just how to holistically take care of yourself. And then it goes into detail about the products about that we have to offer and how to apply them, how to use them preventatively, other holistic tools you can do. So it's a really cool course that you can get at barlowherbal.com. If that's something you're interested in, we have a lot of great YouTube videos as well. You go just Barlow Herbal on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel. Jane, the owner, she does a wonderful job of explaining herbs and just, she just puts out great content and just gives great life advice. And yeah, she's a wonderful person. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of stuff you can just do sort of freestyle these days. I just downloaded an awesome plant identification app. It works really well. I actually tested it on Lomatium. There's some Lomatium here that grows up on a local hike that we love here in Utah, here in the valley called Bell's Canyon. There's some Lomatium, and I took a picture, and sure enough, it knew it. So you can go out with your plant identification app. You can do some testing. You can do some research. You can make your own formulas. There's tons of info these days, you know, with the internet. So I would recommend doing a mix of things. It just kind of depends on how deep you want to go.
And then tell me also about the podcast that you just launched, the Rooted in Health podcast. Is that something I assume you'll probably go into depth on more herbs with that?
Yeah, so we have yet to do that. We have yet to go into depth about herbs on that, but we have plenty of show coming in the future. So we do plan on talking about herbs. We might have to have a whole episode about Lomatium itself because it's our flagship herb. It's probably the strongest herb I know of. There's a couple other contenders, you know, out there that I would maybe put in that category, like Venus flytrap. We actually used to make a Venus flytrap tincture, but I won't get into that. It's a very broad format for the show. The idea is just anything that will improve one's health or that will enhance one's existence in any way, we'll talk about it. Even if that's just the power of a positive mindset, you know, if someone, we stumble upon a person who's, you know, a positive mind coach, you know, we'll talk to anybody. We've had a massage therapist on, we've had a bodybuilder on, there's a local restaurant, a restaurateur here. His name is Omar. He runs a cafe called Rawtopia. Originally it was just raw vegan, but now he's added cooked food and a couple of meat, a couple of plant, animal options. We've had a sex coach on, we've had, a couple other guests. So yeah, I mean, you know, so really anything that pertains to health, you know, I'm sure we'll have like a chiropractor on at some point. We'd love to have you on. Consider this your official invite. Would you like to be on the Rooted in Health podcast? We'd love to have you.
I officially accept.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Then we get to pick your brain. I can't wait to pick your brain. Cause yeah, I mean, you start tying all these tools together. It's pretty incredible how quickly you can turn your health around, how quickly you can improve your mind, you know, by combining and getting all these tools to work synergistically. I'm excited. I'm excited to pick your brain, and maybe you can give me some tools, some tips, and scan my brain. I don't know if you'd want to scan my brain. That might be scary.
Hey, it's all up to you if you're willing to find out what we see there.
I'm open, man. Absolutely.
There you go. Well, Brian, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. If people want to find out more about your work, more about the podcast, the company, where would you direct them to?
So our company website is barlowherbal.com. We have some great content. You can subscribe to our newsletter. We'll give you weekly emails with great content from Jane. Barlow Herbal on YouTube. We're on Facebook, Barlow Herbal Specialties. Instagram at Barlow Herbal. And we're a small family company. There's seven of us total running the company. You know, we're very successful, but we answer emails. We answer phone calls. If you give us a call, you request Brian, I'll talk to you personally. I'm happy to talk to you. You know, I still work 40 hours a week here. So, you know, I'm busy running the podcast and doing special projects and things, but I can always make time to talk to somebody. So yeah, we're a very small personable company. So yeah, again, it's how to get a hold of us.
Great. Great. Well, yeah, I recommend the listeners go ahead and check that out. And for those of you who did enjoy the show today, go ahead and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Roscoe's Wetsuit Neuro. And also go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast audio platform, whether that be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. We are on them all. So again, Brian, wanted to really thank you for coming on the show today and sharing all of your knowledge and expertise.
Thank you very much, Toby, for having me. Greatly appreciate it. And excited to have you on, my friend.